Even before President-elect Donald Trump named Rex Tillerson, Rick Perry, and Scott Pruitt for coveted cabinet posts, the men topped the environmental movement's 10 most wanted list. Now, some of the nation's biggest green groups are turning the ExxonMobil CEO, former Texas governor, and Oklahoma attorney general into poster children for one of the most successful environmental fundraising campaigns in modern history. In the past 4 weeks, donations to San Francisco-based Earth Justice are skyrocketing, says Vice President of Development Molly Fager.
In terms of major giving, and we would qualify that for our purposes, for gifts that are greater than $10,000 a year, we've seen about a 300% increase, and in the last 4 weeks, over $11 million raised.
In the past year, contributions have quadrupled, and the number of first-time online donors increased sevenfold, Fager says. That's significant because in the environmental movement, Earth Justice is the tip of the spear. Other environmental groups rely on Earth Justice's 120 attorneys when they head to court. Earth Justice is currently embroiled in more than 300 lawsuits and most noticeably represents the Standing Rock Sioux in its fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. In Florida, Earth Justice is challenging the way the legislature spent millions of Amendment 1 dollars voters wanted for land conservation. Florida Managing Attorney Tanya Galone says the Sunshine State has much to lose from a Trump administration dominated by climate change skeptics and deniers.
In Florida, you can see the effects of climate change just about everywhere, and it's not something hypothetical. It's not something to speculate about. It's happening here and now. And the notion that we would be putting people at the highest level of government who don't even acknowledge that this is happening is really frightening.
Tillerson's ExxonMobil has been linked to a secret campaign to cloud public perception about climate change. The former Texas governor has strong ties to the oil industry and promised to eliminate the Department of Energy that Trump now wants him to head. The Oklahoma Attorney General is a climate change denier who has sued the Environmental Protection Agency, which he frequently accuses of overreach. Trump's controversial lineup is causing a surge in online newsletter subscriptions and web page traffic, says Audubon of Florida Executive Director Eric Draper. Draper is especially concerned about a Pruitt-led EPA. Oklahoma is already being called the earthquake state because of the seismic activity resulting from widespread hydraulic fracturing, Draper says.
The person that's been the biggest champion of that fracking activity is now going to be head of the EPA. It really is outrageous. I think people are very, very concerned.
The Sierra Club registered 9,000 new monthly donors since Election Day, more than it logged in the previous 11 months combined. Sierra Club Florida lobbyist David Cullen says, in a sense, Trump is making it easier to sell the environmental message.
The election campaign is over, but you still have the base on either side and you have persuadables. And I think that it will probably make things easier to talk to persuadables, particularly given the fairly obvious implications of the cabinet selections.
The backlash is bleeding over into other progressive groups as well. The American Civil Liberties Union raked in $940,000 from 14,000 donors on November 9th alone, a record for the 94-year-old group. Meanwhile, Earth Justice is gearing up for a busy 4 years, Fager says.
This looks by far much worse than the Bush administration in terms of reasonableness and rationale around the environment. So we're preparing as much as we possibly can, financially and strategically, to be ready.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.